91X News.
It's -8 and a mix of sun and cloud at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Angus Argyle. The 9th annual Sleep Out So Others Can Sleep In is happening on January 29th in Belleville's Market Square. This event is to raise awareness and money for homelessness in the area. Sandy Sidsworth, Executive Director of the Hastings and Prince Edward Canadian Mental Health Association, says they don't have enough funding to keep up their transitional homes.
We have no funding, no dedicated government support or funding for repairs to the transitional home. Repairs are things that add to the dignity.
Sidsworth says these repairs include painting, getting working appliances, and other things that make these houses feel like homes. You can call 613-969-8874 for more information or for a pledge sheet. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death in Canada. However, it can be prevented. Join the Stirling Rawdon Police Service and the Stirling Library tomorrow night for their suicide prevention session. This takes place from 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. in the upper hall at the Stirling Festival Theater in downtown Stirling. This event is free of charge and anyone is welcome. Lower Trent Conservation has issued a flood warning for the Trent River between the Trent Severn Waterway Dam at Glen Ross and the dam at Frankford. The warning issued Tuesday advises water levels have continued to rise slowly over the past week along the Trent River between dams 6 and 7, and an ice jam has formed across the Trent River in the area of Danger Narrows, which is causing increasing water levels. Residents living along Cook Armstrong Road downstream of Glen Ross are warned to pay careful attention to water levels as the accumulation of frazzle ice may result in further ice jamming and rapid, unpredictable increases in water levels. A man has been seriously injured in an ice hut explosion northeast of Trenton, Ontario. The man, whose name wasn't released, lit an unspecified object inside the structure on Monday on Crow Lake near Marmara, and it ignited, causing second-degree burns. Hastings Quinte Emergency Service spokesperson John O'Donnell says the injured man walked to a relative's home about 30 minutes away, and then paramedics were contacted. He was taken by ambulance to hospital in Campbellford. If you've ever been interested in joining a club at Loyalist College, then tomorrow is the day. The college is holding a club showcase in the Shark Tank Pub from 12 to 1 p.m. Information about each club will be available and students will have the opportunity to sign up for several clubs. For those looking for something more, details about starting a new club will also be available. That's QNET News on 91X to 3. In local sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team opened the 2016 portion of the current OCAA regular season with back-to-back home court losses last weekend. Lancers, who've now dropped 4 in a row, fell 90 over 54 to the first-place Ottawa Lacette Coyotes after being defeated by the Ottawa Algonquin Thunder 9-4 24 hours earlier. Javon Grant Lake led Loyalist in the loss to Lacette with 10 points, while Anthony Lau chipped in the 9. Chris Asmani and Carter Mashi each netted 8 on the boards. Jamal Okunbar and Grant Lake had 7 rebounds apiece for the Lancers. Fresh from a gold medal outing at a tournament in Peterborough 1 week ago, the St. Teresa's Titans made it 2 in a row when they toppled Kingston Frontenac 53-43 to win junior bragging rights at last weekend's Crusader Classic boys basketball tournament in Belleville. Up by a dozen in the second half, St. Teresa's watched the visitors battle back to within 3 points heading into the fourth quarter. But a strong defensive effort by STSS in the final frame led to some key transition baskets and allowed the Titans to secure the victory with room to spare. Top tennis stars are speaking out about allegations of widespread match fixing. An investigation by the BBC and BuzzFeed News claims players were paid tens of thousands of dollars to rig games and that tennis authorities failed to investigate around 26,000 suspicious matches, with evidence including text messages from the ringleader of the Sicilian gambling syndicate. Tennis pro Roger Federer says he wants to hear who is allegedly involved first.
I would love to hear names, you know, and then at least it's concrete stuff and you can actually debate about it.
The governing bodies for tennis have presented a unified front in rejecting the claims and highlighted the fact that five players and official received life bans after investigations from the Tennis Integrity Unit, which was set up in 2008. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The weather forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of flurries, a high of minus 8. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of minus 6. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a low of minus 14. At 3:05, it's minus 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Angus Argyle. News on 91 Next at 4.